Okay, you guys ready? Let's begin. Charlie, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's begin. Arye? Jake, you ready? Benjamin's here also. Noah's here. Okay, let's go, guys. We've got a lot to do. Okay, I want to start off with the Mahalach, the topics we need to do today is focus on the concept of Shmartim Samatzos and the concept of Lishmo in Matzah. And I want to offer to you today two different Mahalchim, one from Rav Zhulti Zatzal and the second from Rav Baruch Bir Zatzal. Rav Baruch Bir Zatzal was the famed Talmud of Rav Chaim, himself a great Gaon. Also Rav Zhulti, Chief Rabbi Yishalayim Zatzal, a great Gaon as well. So we've been discussing on Dalon Al, if we finished the Gemara Rashi Taisis, the topic of the Shmon Matzah. And I want to begin it with the following concept. Rashi in Psachim, Rashi in Gittin. Do we have the Maseches Gittin? Rashi in Gittin, we don't have it, but I'll say it outside. Rashi Gittin, Daf Yudamaral, says that the Pasuk says, Yishmartus HaMatzos, that you must guard Matzos Lishmo. He actually says the concept of Lishmo, meaning then when you watch the matzah, you shouldn't just be a FBI investigator or a CIA investigator. You know that you're just doing your job of being a guardsman. You have to be a guardsman for the sake of the mitzvah. This is what Hashem told you to do. Guard the matzah to make sure there is no what? To make sure there is no what? There is no chametz at all involved in this chametz. Has everyone got me on that? Okay. So please get that down. Rashi and Gittin and Daf Yudah Manal says the word Lishma. Whenever you see that word Lishma, you think of Sefer Torah, you think of Get. But Rashi says the word Legabe what? Ushmartim is Amatzo. So that opens the whole door to this concept. Now I want you to... I want you to read the Rashi. Why don't you say the Rashi outside? Go ahead. There it is. There's the word Lishma. Excellent. Thank you very much. Please get it down in your notes, Sam. That we're talking about the topic of Shmartim Samatzos, there's a mitzvah to guard the matzah Lishma. And whenever you think of Lishma, you think of Sefer Torah, you think of Mezuzah, you think of Tefillin, think of Get. But Rashi puts that word out there for the purpose of what Shmartim Samatzos. Now, is this concept the Raisa Drobonin? Shmartim Samatzos. Please get it down. Is this concept the Raisa Drobonin? So, the Rambam, one of the Rams I gave you, was in Pirkei Alochates, where the Rambam writes, "Lefikach amru chachamim sarach adam lizar b'dagan shochem menu matzah shochem menu b'pesach shlo yavo olav ma'im achar shenikser ad shel yavo shum chimutz." What does the word amru chachamim seem to imply to you? That is the Rabbanan. Who writes this? Please get it down. The note of Yehuda in the Tshuvas, in the Ma'adura Kama, Ma'adura Tinyana, or Achaim Simenayin Tes. Note Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Orachaim Simenai, and Tess says, the whole thing is what? The whole thing is a Drobonon. And the Chok Yaakov, on the bottom of the page, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Samach Sivkot and Beis, says, V'zel L'shoinai, quoting, V'av Sheshim L'shem Matzahu Rak Asmachta Ba'am Amid Drobonon, K'mash Akaza Ram Merkel Choscham. So two great Gedolei Achroinim, the Note Yehuda and the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov, the Mishnah Berurah quotes every other page in Hilchos Pesach, the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov is printed in the regular Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach on the bottom of the page. One of the Gedolei Achronim. Somehow he's quoted, I mean, maybe he only wrote on Hilchos Pesach, I'm not sure. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from every other page and it's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Notabu and the Chok Yaakov said this concept of Shmura is only considered to be Midrabanan. So the Beis Meir, also one of the Gedolei Achronim, please get it down, in Simen Tov Samach, in Orachayim, says it's a pella. It's absolutely wrong, he says. The Rama holds the mitzvah of Lishma by Matzah is D'oraisa. The base mayor says that the Rambam holds his derisa. Which Rambam does he point to? The Rambam Pirk Vav Alachates, where the Rambam writes, you cannot have what? Double kavana. Remember we mentioned that at the end of Shir on Thursday? What are the two other areas in Allah where matzah applies? By Chalos Toda, right? You bring a korban toda, you bring an animal, and you bring also 40 loaves. What do we say? Are you 30 of them were matzah, 10 were chametz? Or is it the other way? I forgot already.
30 matzah, 10
chametz. 30 matzah, so we're right. 30 matzah, 10 chametz. Those, if you have, or Rekike Nazar, the korban of a Nazar, let's say add in mind double kavana. I want to bake for one of those two and also matzah lel seder. Is that good or not? Ram says, no, it's bad. Bilvad. It's got to be exclusively for matzah mishtamiris, linen matzah bilvad. So he says, what? This is diaraisa. No doubt. Please get this down. This institution is definitely diaraisa. Definitely diaraisa.
I don't get that far.
Because the Rambam goes out of his way and says, Lishma's got to be devoted only for matzah of Pesach. And he quotes a pasuk. He says, Shmartim is a matzos. The matzah bilvadu shiyotzen ba. So that seems to be a bona fide concept of the Arisa. Don't tell me, elders, the Rabbanan. That's what the base mayor writes. Not only that, I'll show you a Gemara in Shas. And what's our Gemara? The Prichadish and Abach points out our very own Gemara. Chulin, Dalet, and Manalf. What did our Gemara say? The Tanakhama considered matzah what? Ksivan. No? Didn't the Tanakhama call that Ksivan Lachzukeba? Yes? Didn't he call it Ksivan? Ksivan means it's Diraisa. I mean, come on. Ksivan means it's Diraisa. We called that matzah Ksivan. So since we called it Ksivan Lamaisa, Ksivan means it's what? It's a bona fide real din. It's not just an asmachta. It's a din Diraisa. It says Ksivan. Come on, Binyamin, let's get this. It says Ksivan, the Gemara says. Tanakama said, Nahavin Ksivalo Xiku, remember? So therefore those two Makaros show very strongly, Aryeh, like the base mayor points out, the Prichadish and the Bach, they say no doubt it's the Raisa. Aye. What do you do with what the Rambam said in Parakei Amru Chachamim? Please get it down. Didn't he say the words Amru Chachamim? What does Amru Chachamim mean? I want you guys to get this down. Sure. We wrote there three stages. So from the Katsira, to guard the matzahs from the time of the Katsira, that's the Rabbanan. From the time of the Tachina, that's the Rabbanan. From the Lisha, the kneading and the baking, that's the Araisa. So he says, don't bother me with that Rambam, Pirkei. That Rambam was talking about Allah of guarding it from the very what? From the very beginning of the Katsira process. That's a Din and Chometz, in a Hanami. That's a Din the Rabbanan. But there's another track. There's one track called fermentation. What's the other track? Lishma, to make it a what? From a wafer into a what? To a matzah. Then we wrote the three possibilities on the board. We'll write them again. What are the three possibilities of Lishma? The three possibilities of Lishma are what? Number one, what? Number one is what? Shimur Mechametz. Shimur Mechametz. Number two is what? Chibuv Mitzvah. What is Chibuv? Who said that? Kedusha Aran and Sanhedrin. Let me read you his lashon. Thank you very much for bringing it in, Yehuda. I'm very appreciative to you. It says in Sanhedrin, Kedusha Aran Mem Vav, that Chibuv shows our love for the mitzvahs. That's what Lishma means. I'll read you his lashon verbatim. We thank Yehuda for bringing it in. No, I did. I thought it was Chiddush Aran. No, I think I did the Chiddush Aran. I'm reading it to you. Aval Ravus feel shein tam ibud lishma kedei lekadosh or el mitzvah b'amu lechibu v'mitzvah shete yisiyasa lishma shar apemitz shein men kedusha gon sitzis sutz sukkah min bina nusul lishma avad shein mishum kedusha shar avas yem men mitzvah men mishum kedusha min lashish mitzvah zrokin mishum mitzvah b'amu. What are the two categories? I want you to get down in your notes. What is Tashmishi Mitzvah, Charlie? What is Tashmishi Kedusha? Charlie, you got me? What is Tashmishi Mitzvah? Tashmishi Mitzvah is what? Tashmishi Mitzvah. What is that? Matzah, lulav, shofar. There's no Shem Hashem written on it, said the Rav. What's the din if they're apostle items? You can throw them out. Mikra din, we don't do that. We put it in a bag or put it in the garbage or we put it in the cemetery. But that's only a chumrah. Then there's something called Tashmishi Kedusha. Tashmishei Kedusha is what? Tashmishei Kedusha, the Rav defined as being where Hashem's written at. Hashem's name is written on it, like say, Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. What happens if those are possible? Those have to be one. They need Kfura Ba'adama, Mikra Adin. So you must know this. So another possibility of Lishma and Matzah is number one is to ferment from, guard it from being fermented from Chametz. Number two is Chibuv Mitzvah. And what's number three? Lishma Mamish. The Chefs, I'm going to write Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. Makes it a wafer into a Chefsa Shal Mitzvah. Those are three possibilities.
What's number two, we said?
Number two is to show my endearment, my love for the mitzvah. So I do that through the means of the Shema. So it comes out, halacha l'maisa, that you could suggest, and this is what we're saying, is that, is it the Yoraisa of the Rabbanan, the Note of Yehuda, and who else? The Note of Yehuda, and who else? The Chok Yaakov say it's the Rabbanan. And because it said Amru Chachamim, and the Beis Meir says, what are you talking about? The Raman Perek Vav says it's the Araisa. You can't have double Kavana. And who else points that out? The Pri Chodesh on the box says it's definitely the Araisa. And what did it mean, Lashon Chachamim? What did Lashon Chachamim mean? It meant to watch it from fermentation, from Ketzira, that's a Din Drabanan. But to make sure it's a Din Lishma and the Chefsa, yes? That's going to start from when? From the kneading and the baking. And that, in fact, is a Din Araisa. Yes? Now, there is another part. I want to bring this out. Please get this down. The Taz writes in Simin Tov Samach Sif Aleph. The Taz in Sifka and Aleph. Is a goy allowed to watch any of the matzah or knead it? Yes or no? Mechaber says he cannot knead anything. A goy. Yes, can't be done through a goy or chereshot of katan. Please get this down. Charlie, you writing this? You're not doing other thing, no? Charlie, focus on this. Come on. You got your Gemara there? The Mechaber in Siman Tov Samach Sif Aleph says what? Come on, let's focus. What did you say? You cannot need what? A goy or a chereshot of katan. They're off limits. So the Taz writes to Sifka now, please get this down. When is he off limits? From the Lish and Afia. He can't do it even with the Jew what? Even with the Jew what? Omer al-Gabav. But when is it good with the Jew Omer al-Gabav, a goy? From the time of Tchina and Ketzira. The first two stages, a goy could do that if a Jew's watching him. But from the third and fourth stage, what's the din? Again, for a Ketzira, you want me to write on the board? Tzir is harvesting. Tchin is grinding. Those are the first two. That a goy can do with a Jew watching. Because what's the nature of the first watching? To make sure there's no what? Chametz. What's the third and fourth? Lishma and the Chefsa. A goy cannot be involved in all because they do it on their own. Again, Tzira is one. Harvesting is one. Two is Tchina. Grinding. Tchina. What is three? Three is Lisha, kneading. And what is four? Ofer, faking. Three and four ain't goy, even if a Jew's supervising him. Ketzira and Tchina ain't goy, three and four. Ketzira and Tchina, you could have a goy with the Yisrael Omed Al-Gaba, with the Jew on his what? Watching him. You got that? Yisrael Omer al-Gabav, if it's a goy, for number one and two. Because what is one and two? To make sure there's no fermentation. But two and three get more into the ritual. If two and three get into the ritual, the goy cannot be involved at all. Because if a goy does it, I die to the nafshik of it. A goy just does it for the guilt. He could care less about the ritual. Da daite the nafshik of it. He just does it on his own. So we can't trust them for three and four. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, there is a possibility that we can interpret Amru Chachamim in a different way. What does Amru Chachamim mean? So I don't know if you're familiar with this. There's three shittas in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Mem. What do you do with the wheat? Are you allowed to soak the wheat in water before you grind it up, after you harvest it? Are you allowed, you know what that's called? Lasisa. That's called Lasisa. What's Lasisa? Soaking. One sheet that says Usser Lilsos. Get down what that means. One sheet that says Mutter Lilsos. And guess what the third sheet that says? mitzvah lil sos. Why on earth would there be a mitzvah lil sos? I mean, I can understand why it's also because it might ferment. It got water in it. I understand why it's what they're made, we're not worried about. But to say there's a mitzvah, why would there be a mitzvah to soak the water? So the Rambanim Sochim on Daf Nemam and Aleph says a remarkable thing. He claims, Nemam and Aleph, and he claims the following Chiddush. Kozmanchu mevili dekach mikayim ben yosir mitzvah shishmartem esamatzos. It's like a scale, guys. How many points in Shemayim will you get from Hashem when you watch? So you know what? Take a risk. Put the matzah in water, take a risk that it might ferment, and you watch it to make sure it doesn't. That's what the Ramban writes. I want you to get down his lashon. You makayim yosir mitzvah shimor. What does yosir mitzvah shimor mean? There's points in Shemayim a guy can get, and the more points you get by putting it in water and watching it doesn't ferment, you'll get more more points.
But I still don't like that.
That's what the Ramban writes. That's what Amru Chachamim means. The Chachamim didn't mean, doesn't mean that it's the Rabban. It's a Kiyum D'Oraisa. The more you guard it and the more opportunity it could have risen and you watch that it doesn't, you'll get that much more points. That's another approach what Amru Chachamim means. Please get it down. That's another approach, not to just say that from Ketzir is the Rabbanan. We wrote on the board, it's possible to say that what? Maybe Ketzir and Tchir is the Rabbanan. Who said that? That's what who says? The base mayor and who else? The Pri Chadosh. Yes? No, we were answering. They say the whole thing is the Rabbanan. We say it's the Araisa. If we say it's the Araisa, what do you do with the Lashon Racham? So it only meant from Ketzir and Tchina, let's say. We're saying the Maisa, another pshat though. We're saying the whole thing is the Araisa. What does Amru Chachamim mean? That's a Kim the Araisa, according to the Rabban. The more you risk it, the more points you'll get in Shemayim. It's a Chiddush Yehuda. That's what Amru Chachamim means. They touched up the mitzvah. They typed up the mitzvah. It's not just a drumbanon. It's the Araisa Kiyum. And that is why you can distinguish. First two steps a goy can do it, says the Tavs. With the Jew, what? Supervising. Because it's only number one to make sure there's no fermentation. It's got to be done lishma. But let the Jew do it. When you get to three and four, it's the higher level of chibuv and chafsa, then a goy can't be involved in. This is more practical, even though it's still got to be done lishma. You got to watch it lishma. You gotta watch it, Lishma. Yes, Binyam.
Why? Why is it saying that if you put yourself in a precarious position and then you save yourself, oh, that's gonna give you more time?
That's the nature of the mitzvah. That's what the Ramban says. A chiddush. That's what Yehuda is saying. It's a chiddush niflum. Normally, you're not supposed to put yourself in nisyonis. That's a veirus. Here with the marachefsa. That's the chiddush akrosh marked misamatzis. That's why it's mitzvah lil sos. Mitzvah lil sos. It's a mitzvah to soak it.
But if you mess up.
Okay, so you got to throw it out. All right, you got to throw it out. It's a kiyum d'oraisa. Mitzvah lil sos, a kiyum d'oraisa. That's what Amar Chachamim means. Doesn't mean that it's the Rabbanan. It means it's minat Torah. This brings us to another step. Let's get it. Have you guys ever heard of the concept of Mayim Shalanu? Mayim Shalanu doesn't mean our water. It means water that passed over the evening, that was left out. You're supposed to take water, put a lid on it, and put it away for 24 hours, and use that water for the baking process. Yes? You're not supposed to take it from a water you took that day, and the heat might be too hot, might cause it to ferment and rise. You ever heard of that? Called Mayim Shalanu. Not our water. Shalanu, it slept over the evening. Shalanu, it was lodged over the evening. That's what the word means, lina. So what happens if a person, Lamaisa, what is the purpose of Mayim Shalanu? So where's the Rambam? Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph. So the Rambam paskins that if you use water that was drawn that day, the pas is usser. Amazing. He says it's usser. So the Magen Mishnah, Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph, quotes, please get this, from the Hilchos HaRabbi Yitzchak Ibn Gius and the Bala Itter, that this din only pertains to Shmura Matzah. It doesn't pertain to the rest of matzah throughout the week. And Yehuda verified this to me. He said, when they bake matzahs for the Seder, you told me it's only with Mayim Shalanu. But for matzah throughout the week, we're not so makban on it?
No,
that highlights what we just said. That the purpose of Mayim Shalanu is a din of what? Is it two or three or is it number one? Is it two or three or number one on the board? Is it to make sure there's no fermentation or is it more two and three? It's more two and three. That's what it seems. And he says it's not emes. The Magen Mishnah says he thinks it's dead wrong. He says it's for everything. He wouldn't use the word mutter usher in the Gemara and daf mem beis and aleph. There's two sheet there. Mazutra says it's mutter. He used the day that the day that was drawn today. Ravashi says it's usher. Why do you use mutter usher? Should have said yotzer or lo yotzer. You follow me, Jake? Should have used the lashon. Are you yotzer in the mitzvah or not yotzer in the mitzvah? If it has nothing to do with chametz, if it has nothing to do with the Seder night, so I want you to get that down. This might be an issue, Yehudi. This might be an issue of Mayim Shalano might be a din in what? In Lishma, in the chefs of the mitzvah. Even though the simplest reading of the Gemara is that it's referring to what? It's referring to chametz. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, the Shabruah says it applies to both. The Lel Seder matzahs and also during the week. So please get this down. Mayim Shalano. What does Mayim Shalano refer to? Does it refer to the what? Does it refer to the Seder matzahs, or does it refer to matzahs throughout the week that we don't have any chametz? Mr. Bruce says it applies to both. Magen Mishnah says it applies to both. But there is Rishonim that say that it applies exclusively to the Seder night, and there could be maybe the Rambam saying that as well, push-up shot. Could be the Rambam saying that as well, but Lamaisa could be the Rambam saying that as well. The Rambam never quotes, he posits like Rav Ashi. He said, you know, the Rambam never quotes that din of Goyim baking the matzahs. Remember we had that? Where do we have that, Rav Huna's din? Didn't we have Rav Huna and Daf Mem? Where do we have that? Didn't Tosos quote it? That Rav Huna says, you can eat the whole night, Patseka Shal Nachrim, just make sure you eat a kezayis at the end. Where do we see that? You guys remember? Where do we see that? You remember that? Right here. Didn't Tosos quote it? Bilvachia Yochel Kezayis Bachron. You asked me that in Seder. Remember that? Aryeh, where was that? Where did you see that? You eat Patseka Shal Nachrim, Bilvachia Yochel Kezayis Bachron. It wasn't on our daf. No, where was it? And did Rashi quote it? Yeah, Rashi quoted it. I'm giving myself Musr. Rashi, Dirmaskum, Auda Tema, Daladam and Aleph. Rashi quoted the Gemara Psachim Dav Mem with Rav Huna. Remember? That you can eat up is right here. Are you on the Rashi and the Dafir and Chulin? So you see, Beferis, the Rambam never quotes that din. Because maybe the Rambam holds that these dinim are what? Referring to what? Rambam holds this is not a din in Chometz. It's a din in the Matzah and the Shmura Matzah. That's why he quotes this halacha. That's why he left out Rav Huna Lamaisa. See, Pirkei in the Rambam is devoted to what? The Indian of Chametz. What is Pirkei Vav devoted to? The Shmura Matzah and the Lel Seder. So this brings us to another Nafkemina. Please get it down. This brings us to another amazing Nafkemina. What about Korech? What do you say about Korech? What role does Korech play? Really, when you have a corned beef sandwich, you on condiments, you have mustard and ketchup, right? What are the condiments for the Korban Pesach? Matzah and murr. Not ketchup and mustard, but matzah and murr. So what role does matzah play in the slot of Korech? It's a tanai. It's a supporting actor. It's a tanai. The Iker main character is the what? Basar of the Korban Pesach. The matzah and the murr are the condiments. So let me ask you a question. Do you need Shmura Matzah for Korech? What would you say? Do you need Shmura Matzah for Korech, yes or no?
No.
This is a Machlokes Rambam Rif. Rarely do the Rambam and the Rif argue, but get it down. The Rif says you need what? There's a big Machlokes Rambam Rif. The Rambam holds that you need to have Shmura Matzah. You must have Shmura Matzah. If you don't have Shmura Matzah, you're not Yotze Korach. The Rif says it's fine. If you had Matzah Pshutos. What's the difference? Because what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds Allah Lamaisa. That what? That it's a din in the Chefsa. He holds number three. If it's a din in the Chefsa, you can't have double Kavana. And what else? You have to have what? Lishma to make it from a wafer to a what? Matzah. Even in the case of being a supporting actor. Even if being a Tanai, what's the din? Even being a Tanai, it must have Shmura Matzah. Please get down. The Rambam holds you need to have Shmura Matzah. Plain and simple. Even in the slot of Korech. Well, write it down. What does the Rif say? Rif says, I'm sorry. The Rif says there is no need for it, Halacha L'maisa, when it's a Tanai. There is no need for it when it's a Tanai. When it's a Tanai, even if it's not Shmura Matzah, it's fine. Because I don't have to show my what love for what? I only have to show my love for what type of mitzvah? For the main part of the mitzvah. Not for what? Not for the Tanai. So Mamei, let's write it down. The Rambam holds when it comes to Korech. Rambam holds when it comes to Korech. What is the din? Lo Yatsa with what? With non-Shmura. And the Rif holds what? Yatsa. Why? Because the Rif holds Kibuv. And this is a Tanai. I don't have to show my Kibuv Tanai. According to what? The Rambam, you need a Hefsa. If you don't have the Hefsa, what's the din? You're done. You don't have the Hefsa, you're done. You're not Yotze anything. According to the Shittas Rambam. So we have a Nafkemina by Kairich, Lamaisa. Anacha Nafkemina by Kairich. Ah. So, Lamaisa, this brings us to the following. How many Nafkemina do we have in the approaches in the Shittas Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa? How many nafkaminas do we mention today? Let's chazer everything, and then we'll go to the mahalach of Rav Baruch Bir. This is the mahalach of who? Rav Julti. We started off today by saying that there's a concept of lishma by matzah Rashi, gittin yudam and aleph, coins the phrase. We mentioned three possibilities conceptually to understand what it's all about. Is it to make sure there's no chametz, as FBI or a CIA investigator makes you do it for the sake of the mitzvah? But you just watch her. You're a watcher to make sure there's no fermentation. Number two, there's a ritual. There's a chibuch to it. And number three, you want to transform the wafer to a chefse shel matzah. So we mentioned a bunch of nafkaminas. Number one, we mentioned, what'd you say? And then we pointed out, what the Rav said, what's the category of tashrishi mitzvah? Tashrishi mitzvah is a chefse shel mitzvah that doesn't have Hashem's name written on it, like matzah, shofar, lulav. If it's possible, you can throw it out, make it then. We don't do that. We put it in a bag, or we put it in the cemetery, l'chumra. But tashmishi k'dusha, shem Hashem written that, say, v'tor t'filum l'dusha, when it's no longer, when it's possible, make it then, you must bury it in that dome. So there are three approaches to lishma. Who coined the phrase lishma by matzah? Rashi, where? Yitin, what taf? Yudam and Aleph. Excellent. Okay? So we mentioned a bunch of nafkamis. The first one being is it the right side of the rabbanon? Please get it down. Is it the Arise of the Rabbanim? We'll write Nafkaminis. Is it the Arise or is it the Rabbanim? What do you say? What did the Rambam say? What did the Rambam say? Use the expression Amru Chachamim. What parak? Parakei Alachates. So who says the whole thing is the Rabbanim? The noted Yehuda, who else? And also? The Chok Yaakov. Correct. The base mayor got very upset with them and said, no way. The Rambam in the next parak says, Beferish, that double kavana does not work. And therefore what? The reason why double kavana does work is it's Diraisa Bilvad. You need exclusively for Shmur Matzah of Matzah. Not for what Chalos Torah Kikin Nazar. So what does the expression Amru Chachamim mean then? What does the expression Amru Chachamim mean? Amru Chachamim, in their opinion, means Diraisa. How do you get out of the phrase? So what did they say it meant? From Ketzira and Tchina, it's what? From Ketzira and Tchina, it's only the Rabbanan. But from Lishin Afia, the third and fourth step, that's the Eraisa. That was one possibility we said. What's the other possibility? Then what does Amr Chachamim mean? Not that it means the Rabbanan, but it means a what? A touch that it means it's the Eraisa in what sense? It's a scale, like the Ramban said. Chachamim say that it's a mitzvah to what? It's a mitzvah to soak the water in the wheat. To risk getting in chametz, and you make sure it doesn't. You get that much more points. Not usher, it's not mutter, we pass like the mandam or mitzvah. And the Ramban says that's what Amr Chachamim meant. So you see, that lock, stock, and barrel, the whole thing's deraisa. So that's one nafkamina we discussed. Please get it. Number two we discussed. The etzem three, four stages. Can you have a goy involved in the what? The arba shlavim. So what do we say? Shlavim are stages. We said the Taz said for the first two, yes, as long as the Jew supervises them, because it's to make sure that it's watched properly, l'shem the mitzvah, but it's a practical element. So the goy can do that, a Jew watching him. But for three and four, you get the chibuv or what? Chefse shel mitzvah. That cannot be a goy at all, because he does it for himself. So a goy cannot be in a picture even with a Jew supervising him. You got it? That's what? What number is that? That's number two. Number three nafkamina that we gave. Number three nafkamina that we gave is the following. You with me? A third nafkamina that we gave. What's number three? The din of Korech. Korech. Does Korech need to have lishma? Does it have to have shmura matzah? According to the Rif, you don't. Because its role is that it's a tanai, it's like a condiment. Therefore, you don't need it. Therefore, lemaisa, just make sure, Allah lemaisa, the Rif says, it's chibuv. And therefore, if it's chibuv, I don't have to show my love for a tanai, for a condiment. I only have to show my love for what, the ikr part. And in the slot of Korech, the matzah plays a role as a condiment. But the Rambam says, it's number three. You always need a chafzah to transform the wafer into a matzah. Even in the slot of Korach where it's a tanai, you better make sure it's shmura matzah. That's another nafkamina we say. Number three. Number four. Mayim shalanu. The water that was what? That was put aside. Do you need that or not? Rambam says yes. If you don't use it, it's usur. And it could very well be, the Magid Mishnah quotes the Ritz Evan Gaius and the Itter, that this is only pertaining to shmura matzah, which was verified practically by Yehuda. Even though the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah says it applies to all types of matzah. Not just the shmura matzah of the Seder, but any matzah, you cannot use it. Because if you use water that was drawn out today, it might be too hot, might cause it to ferment. That might be another nafkamina. That flows well with what? What does that flow well with? Flows well with the concept of what? Chefse shel mitzvah, and therefore what? And therefore chibuv, let's say also. It's not enough. Lomayim shalanu would not pertain to number one, which is what matzah throughout the whole week would say. Okay, number five nafkamina, kavana kfula. What was kavana kfula? You remember what kavana kfula meant?
No.
Double kavana. Excellent, Charlie. You bake the matzah. You're not sure you want to do it for challah torah kikinazu, but can you also use it for the seder night so you don't end up selling it for the Korban Torah, the Kikin Azar. If you say, number one's perspective, according to Rashi, it's going to be good. According to the Rambam, there's no way, because you need a Chesed Mitzvah, and you must concentrate and focus solely for what? Solely for Matzah, for the Pesach. So we mentioned a lot of nafkaminas here, guys, the different approaches, but the bottom line that came from our Gemara is that the Beis Meir said there's no way that he thinks it's the Rabbanim, because the Gemara called it Ksiva. Ksiva means it's what? What does Ksiva seem to imply? That is the Araisa, correct. So the notion of Shmur Matzah is a fascinating concept, and these are the what five nafkaminas I want you to get, and the three possibilities of Lumdus, how we learn up the nature of Shmur Matzah, okay? Do they have the what? Is this concept such a beautiful concept? Now, this now brings us to the following. That was Rav Zhulti Zatzal's Mahalach. It's found in the Mishnah Yavis as a Sefer. The Chief Rabbi Shalim, it's like candy. The Sefer is so beautiful. It's mamish like candy. It's unbelievable. I love this. I love all Torah. But this is mamish like candy. The Shigal Torah, they said also, he spoke so beautifully also. So clearly. So he has it, Simen Tet Vav, you write down this whole Shigal Torah that we said over. We didn't say every Nekuda, we said most of it. Okay? We said most of it. Now this brings us to now a second Mahalach. Please get this down. From the great Gaon of Baruch Bir Zatzal, the great Talmud, the famed Talmud of Reb Chaim. He has a Shtigl Torah in Gittin, in Simen Yud, where we're going to say this over now, B'zishem. And the Rav Zhulti points out the same Tais in Masechah Sukkah. Thank you, Aryeh, for bringing in your Gemara in Sukkah. There is a Gemara in Mishnah Sukkah, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but let's get it. Adav Tesemet Aleph. Excuse me. It says on Daf Tesemet Aleph in Masechah Sukkah, what happens if you build a sukkah 60 days before Pesach? I'm sorry, 60 days before Sukkot. We're all tired, but the Mice says still we have to make sure we get everything right. Sukkah Yishana, Beis Shammai says it's possible. You build a sukkah 60 days before Sukkah. So what's the problem? Beis Shammai says it's possible. Beis Hillel says it's kosher. What's going on? The notion is the din of lishma. If you build it in the summer for the sake of sukkahs, everyone says it's fine. But if I build it just for a resting place, you can have your barbecues in the summer, and then you change your mind, want to use it for a sukkah, come on. Beis Hillel says that's considered to be good. Beis Shammai says it's bad. So please get down. And in other words, what am I basically saying? Is there a din lishma in sukkah or not? Yehuda, please get it down. Beis Shammai says there is. Therefore, an old sukkah is bad for sukkahs. Beis Hillel says there's no din lishma by sukkah. None. And therefore, an old sukkah is good. You got me? Where's the Mishnah Shas? Sukkah tesam et alf. Sukkah tesam et alf. Let's get it. Okay. Shammai says possible, and therefore, because there is a din lishma, you're building it too early, and therefore it's possible.
Wouldn't it even be like, you could say it's a keva if you build the sukkah 60 days before?
Yeah, not if the structure, that's a good cut. Not if the structure's weak. It's temporary, it's still fine. Even if it lasts a long time. Okay? We know from our sukkahs can last maybe the whole year. Okay? But Lamaisa, now the issue is not that if you make it L'shem sukkahs in June, everyone agrees it's good. But the question is, you made it for your barbecues and then you want to switch, is that good? Beis Shammai says it's bad. Unless it was within 30 days, we said it was built in, you built it, had in your mind for sukkah too as well. You build it before 30 days, Beis Shammai says you're done, it's possible. Unless you had it in mind for the sukkah. Beis Hillel says no, there's no din lishma. Tosis there in sukkah, tesam et al, please get it down. The top Tosis quotes a Yushalmi. Yushalmi says a miraculous thing. What's the story by Matzah Yeshana? Our topic, let's get it. Matzah Yeshana, what's the story? You know what the story is? Yeah. Tosis Tesam et al quotes Yushalmi. You know what the Yushalmi says? Matzah Yeshana, old Matzah, what do you say about that? You know what the story is? Even Beis Hillel would say that's bad. Wow. You make the matzahs in June or July. You had in mind, I don't know, you know, you're going to make sandwiches or you're taking a tiyul and you're going to have matzah sandwiches with corned beef on it. Lamaisa, I must be a little bit hungry, right? Whatever it is. Yeah, you make a nice corned beef sandwich on matzahs. You get ready for your tiyul. You're ready to go. But you make it, and then you say, oh, you know what? These are such fine matzahs. Let me use them for the Seder. What do you say about that? You know what Beis Hillel says? I agree with you, Beis Shammai, about matzah. Get this down. That people would not be careful in June and July because they don't have Pesach in mind properly and therefore we're afraid. Arya, get it down, fermentation. It's a little dictic ball. And he writes Beferish, when it comes to matzah, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai, says Yushalmi, that matzah yeshana is possible. Machloek is only by sukkah yeshana. Matzah yeshana is possible. That's what the Yushalmi says, Tosis quotes, black on white. Amazing.
If you have Kavana making in June, July.
Okay, but it would be fine. But the assumption is the guy doesn't. Unless he does that, like we said for Sukkah. Like we said for Sukkah, I understand. But let's say, like I said, for Sukkah, even that's good in Sukkah. Everyone agreed, right? Even Beis Shammai agreed that in June, if you build the same Sukkahs. But here it was just Minastam. Minastam is you're doing it for your Tiyul sandwiches. So the question is, what's the story? So he agrees. Beis Hillel says, I agree with you, Beis Shammai, it's not good. Okay? So we got this chlor? All right. Yeah, go ahead, Binyamin, real quick, and then Jake, because we got a whole mile. Go ahead.
Is it a din of being old, or is it just a din of lishma?
It's a din of not watching it. Number one that I wrote on the board. You're not going to be careful to watch. There's no fermentation.
So then, if, say, you have matzah from the year before, is that an issue?
It's not an issue. When the guys baked it, though, did they bake it with carefulness? We're assuming the baking is chisaron and the carefulness. Excellent. Yes, Jake, what do you say?
But the matzah shouldn't be a problem if you weren't using it, so you could say you're a few, you
want
to eat it the second
day. No. Well said. This is all about Seder night. Well said. Thank you. It's all by Wal Seder. Very good. Okay. So I want you to get this kasha down. So we got that clear so far, Sam? The whole machloek is sukkah yeshana is only by Beis Shammai, so by matzah yeshana, Yushalmi says what Yehuda? Beis Shammai agrees. Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai. It's a problem. So the three gedolei achronim, please get it down. Minchas chinuch, in mitzvahs yud, os tes, the kirinorim minochas beizim and aleph, the maska gemara and the birkas shmul and gittin simin yud. They all ask the following kasha. Amazing. They say, well, you know what? The Gedolei Achronim ask, it's mashma that what, from Beis Hillel, that you don't need Shimra L'Shem Matzah Shemitzah, the whole chashash is what? The whole chashash is a concern of chametz, is that correct? Don't you see from this Yushalmi, the whole concern is just chametz? Is that correct? That a person won't be careful about chametz if you make it in June or July. What did Rashi say in Gittin? Aryeh. What did Rashi say in Gittin? That Shmartim Matzah says you need what? Lishma. But you see from this Yushami, that's all an issue of what? Chametz. It's all an issue of chametz. Chametz, chametz, chametz. Just to be an investigator, an FBI guy, a CIA guy. Just to make sure there's no crawling of chametz in there. So why does Rashi coin the phrase lishma? You see from this Yushalmi that the ochshash is chametz. So I want you guys to get this down. It's very important. Now you could have answered this kasha right away by saying, yes, be an FBI investigator, be a CIA investigator, but make sure you watch it for the purposes of lishma. But we wrote 2 and 3 on the board. Lishma is to show my love of the mitzvah. 3 to show that it's the chefs of the wafer is no longer a wafer, it's a chefs of mitzvah. But it's just a practically to make sure there's no fermentation. Is that something that lends itself to lishma? So that's really their kasha, the Gedolei Acharonim's kasha. The Yushami is saying it's a concern practically of chametz. But Rashi coined the phrase of lishma. So I would have just answered Balabatish and say, yes, watch it for the purposes of lishma. My lishma is a very Balabatish purpose, to make sure there's no fermentation. That's all. There's no conceptual concept like 2 and 3. But these Gedolei Acharonim didn't think that that was the pshat. So I want you to get this down. Fascinating what they suggest. And this is very important. I want you guys to know this the rest of your lives. They want to say that there's a difference between Kavana and Lishma. Please get this lomdus. There's a machlokes all over Shas, whether mitzvahs need Kavana or mitzvahs ain't srichas Kavana. Familiar with the machlokes? Mitzvahs srichas Kavana, mitzvahs ain't srichas. In fact, the certain gemaras are presented by a mitzvah d'oraisa. Like what? Kriya Shmatz in the beginning of Brachas, right? At Dafi Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara has an Imsachim about Korech, which is the Rabbanan. So you see the Gemara presents in Shas, this Machleik is by Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Jake, and by Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Do Mitzvah D'Kavana or not? Plain or simple. We're going to talk about it, Blinetta, later in the week about Shofar. But is there what? Do Mitzvah D'Kavana or not? How do we Paskin? We Paskin Mitzvah Srichas Kavana and Simon Samach and Kriya Shmatz, but there's a Machleik is what the scope of it is. Get it down. The Vilna Gaon says, first let's go like this. The Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuvas Radbaz, that when the Machaber says mitzvahs need kavana, only mitzvahs d'oraisa need kavana. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan like Hanukkah, let's say they don't need kavana. They don't need kavana. Let's say you light the candles on Hanukkah, you had no kavana at all, stam. You're still Yotze, because Hanukkah is d'rabbanan. Okay? That's the Magen Avraham in the name of the Tshuvas Radbaz. However, the Vilna Gaon argues strongly. The Vilna Gaon says you're wrong. Mitzvahs need kavana, both the d'oraisa and the rabbanan. All types of mitzvahs need kavana, plain and simple. Okay. Machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the name of Tshuvas Radbaz against the Gaon. Fascinating machlokes. But the bottom line is, I want to share with you a Baruch Beres Chiddush, that kavana is different than lishma. Kavana is different than lishma. And what is the difference, Taka? So the difference is like this. Lishma is a din and get, korban, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah. Where lamaisa, you basically make the chefsa, you make a piece of paper into chalos of a get. If it's not done lishma, then that piece of paper is not transformed into a get. Kavana is not a din in the chefsa. Kavana is not a din in the chefsa. What is kavana a din in? In the maisa. It's a din in the maisa of the gavra of the person. That when you do an action, you better have kavana to make your maisa a maisa. So you got this, Jake? Again, lishma is a din in the chefsa. I'll write it on the board. Lishma is a din in the chefsa. Kavana is a din in the maisa that the guy does. It makes sense, that chiluk, I think, very well. Yes? So, now there's a big difference in lishma and kavana. Are you got me? Mm-hmm. Tremendous difference. Lishma is a din in the chefsa, kavana is a din in the maisa. So what comes out here is the following. And this is fascinating. Let's say you'd have a guy that would make a mitzvah. He would think in his mind he's doing it al safik or a tanai. Let's say chalos tod or a kike nazar. You make them to sell them in the shuk. And you think to yourself, well, what happens if what? Not everyone buys up the stuff. So what do you want to use them for? For your own Seder. What's that called? That might be called Breira. Do you guys know what Breira is? choice. But what does Breira mean? There's a topic in Shas. It's mentioned 25 places in Shas. It means I have a big barrel of wine. I drink and drink and drink the barrel of wine, and I'll say the wine on the bottom will be my Trumas and Maisers. I mean, it's Huvra Dovra Lamafreya, that the bottom wine was the Trumas and Maisers, and the stuff on the top that I drank was Chulin. That's what Yesh Breira means. Yesh Breira means I can be Huvra Dovra Lamafreya from the very outset, Aryeh, which was what? Which was Truman, which was Chulin, even though it wasn't yet delineated yet. Please get this topic down. If you hold Ein Breira, it means you don't have the ability to do that. Now, what's the psak of the Gemara in the end of Beah? On Daf Lamed Tesamid Aleph. On in Yonim of the Yerites, we paskin what? Ein Breira. On in Yonim de Rabbanu, we paskin what? Yesh Breira. So let me talk about this guy who wants to make all these matzahs for selling Kolos Torah Kikei Naz, and what happens? He doesn't sell them all. He says, I'll use them for my Seder. If you say it's a din of Lishma, then what's the din? You're in big trouble. If there's a din of Lishma, there's no games like this, flimsiness. You either injected the Lishma in the wafer or you didn't. Did you inject it or did you not inject it? It's like a shot. Did you inject the Lishma in the wafer? You can't be this flimsy guy. If I sell it, then no. And if I didn't sell it, then I want to use it. Is that injecting Lishma in the wafer? Either you do it or you don't. Yes? But if it's a din kavaneh in matzah, then that would be fine. Because at the end of the day, when you made the matzah, did you have in the back of your mind you might use them for the Seder? Yes. And therefore your maisa will be what? Your maisa will be fine. So Beis Shammai says, what does matzah require? Get it down. Lishma! Therefore, old matzahs, lemaisa, would be lishma. Apostles matzah yeshonin. According to Beis Hillel, what's the din? What does Beis Hillel hold, lemaisa? That by matzah, there's a din kavonin. There's no din lishma. By matzah, there's a din kavonin. There's no din lishma. You better make sure that there's no chametz. But lishma, that he doesn't hold. Beis Hillel holds that lishma lemaisa. Yeah, there's no din lishma. That's what he wants to say, basically. So, comes out that according to the community to Meshach Beis Hillel, is where you have this suffix in mind. According to Beis Shammai and Yotze, because you need a seal lishma. According to Beis Hillel Yotze, because you have din kavana. Kavana is there, but machshava of suffix. So therefore it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good. Allah l'maisa. So there's no stira between the Bavli and the Yushalmi. Yes? Because l'maisa, if you make it for yourself, l'maisa, you're not yet at all, because why you didn't have no kavana l'shem matzah? If you have kavana l'shem matzah, it's fine. So the pshat is that what? Beis Hillel requires what? Kavana. Beis Shammai requires even what? Even lishma. And therefore, we've answered our kasha. So what does Rashi say when he says you need what? It doesn't really answer up Rashi though. Didn't Rashi say need lishma? What does lishma mean though? Corner of Baruch Bir, you're going to have to say lishma really means, according to Rashi, kavana. It's a little bit shvir. You know what I'm saying? The way you want to answer up Rashi, it's a little bit shvir. Rashi did say the word lishma, but he really means, what does lishma mean? For Beis Shammai, it means really lishma. For Beis Hillel, what does lishma there mean? Really, kavana. So you're going to tell me Rashi is going lefi Beis Shammai? It's a little shvir, no? Who am I to say? The Gadol Hador, the Baruch Bir, Tam Rav Chai, but it's Tyra. And if I have a kasha, I have to ask it. And I'm asking it. Doesn't fit the lashon. You follow me, Charlie? Doesn't fit the lashon. Rashi said lishma. It's lishma according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it's an issue of kavana. You make it in June, you didn't have the right kavana. It's not that it's chisaron lishma. So I'm asking on the Rav Baruch Bir, how could Rav Baruch Bir try to answer the Rashi and say? Now, if you look in the Keren Ora Menacha says that according to Beis Shammai, you need lishma, according to Beis Hillel, you don't need lishma. Why not? But Beis Hillel says you need lishma, like Abi what? Oh, he says what I said, investigator. The CIA and FBI and the CIA investigator, they have to do lishma. They have to do it, what? They have to make sure there's no fermentation, lishma. That's exactly what he means. That's what Rashi means, to be an investigator, lishma. Okay? So we're mechavin the Keren Ora. The way Baruch Bir develops it, there's a din lishma and kavana. How do you plug that back into Rashi? Rashi used the lashon lishma. According to Beis Shammai, it means lishma. According to Beis Hillel, it's a kavana. So you know what the Karen Or is Mechadish? Listen to this. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if you have a cotton watching the matzah? Is that good or not? Yehuda, you have a cotton who's a mashkiach, what's the din? You have a cotton who's a mashkiach, what's the halacha? Is he good or not? You go to all these matzah factories. I've never gone once. I want to go once. The guys in the shul wanted me to go. That's the way we had shir. I said, we can't miss shir. Sunday morning, maybe we should go. We go to shchitin, matzah. We'll do it. But only in the afternoon, guys. Only after shir. Okay? You miss your college classes, okay? Nishkefirlich. Okay, you ready? You follow me? So what about a cotton? What about a cotton? What do you say with a cotton? What do you say about a cotton? We go shomer for the matzahs. What do you say? So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say it's bad. You are not yotze. That's where there's no gadol around. Because a cotton cannot produce lishma. But if it's a gadol omer agabav, it's good. They can produce lishma. Amazing. What do you think that fits better with? Lishma or kavanah? I would think with kavanah for sure. But lishma, gadol omer agabav, is a cotton good, Lamaisin? Is a cotton good, Omer al-Gabav?
Yeah.
Gemara says a gittin on Dafkov Beis. Did you bring in your gittin? We got to bring my Gemara, the Shas, from my office. Do you have a Gemara gittin there? Is there a Shas there? No, you don't have to get it. I think it says, Akol Kosun, Akol Sharon Lichtov is a get what daf? Chav Beisim and Beisim gittin. Gemara asks, Ay, Valabene Lishmoninu, Gadol Omer al-Gabav. So Gomer Omer Agaba is good even for Lishma, not just Kavanah. Right? Mo, I think I'm right about it. Chabezim Beis, okay?
I'm running right
now. Yeah, look it up. Chabezim Beis, give them without running out. Gomer Omer Agaba, see, it's good for Lishma. Not just Kavanah, even for Lishma. So it's good, Allah Lamaisa. So that's what type of Lishma, though? FBI, CIA investigator, not two or three. Not Chibu or Chefs. That they can't do the ritual. But to be a protector for that, a cotton could do it. A cotton could do it. A gadol, a goy, could do it for number one and two. Remember, for tchina, for what? For ketzirin tchina. Remember our Rebbe Baron Soloveitchik? Remember I said he went on the tractors for stripes? He used to watch them cut it. Mamish. He used to sit on the, stand on the, what do you got?
So aside from the mission, I'll call Cher lift up the get.
Ah, that's what we said. I'll call Cher and I feel lift up as I get. Go ahead. Ah! Frekta Gemara. That's the end of the Mishnah. Frekta Gemara. Ah! They're not B'nai Day and Inu. Go ahead. There it is. There's the answer. Omid al-Gabav. That it's good. Yes? Excellent. So you see Beferis said he can produce Lishma. The Khan can produce Lishma. So that's the Shtikl Torah. We did Rav Jolti. Zatzal, and we did what? Rav Baruch Ber Zatzal. We have a kash on Rav Baruch Ber. How does it fit the Lashon Rashi when he says Lishma? What are you echoing, Beis Shammai? Yeah, go ahead, Binyamin. What do you say?
The Gemara here in the Gittin that you're referring to is saying that the apis of the katan here would work because of Gadol Omer al-Gabav. But really, it's just the katan is being the mouthpiece. Of the
no, it's ksiva. It's talking about writing, not talking about testimony. It's talking about writing. The cotton wrote the get. Can he generate lishma? That's the question. Okay, very good. Yes, Sam, what do you say?
Who's Rav
Baruch Ber? Rav Baruch Ber was a famed Talmud of Rav Chaim. A lot of times he quotes Rav Chaim, the Rav's grandfather. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich. No, he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Baranovich? That was Rav Chonah. Where was Rav Baruch Ber? I forgot the city. He was in, not Baranovich, I forgot. He's a great gadol, great goan as well. A lot of times he quotes Reb Chaim. He has a famous tshuva about college where he says, he quotes Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch in Kedushin. He has a shtuk of Kedushin where Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch allowed guys to go to college. He calls him a rabba goan, a muflu, but he says, I beg to differ with you. You have to be learning all the time. And he shows that what, that it's also to go to college. He argues on Reb Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Okay, could be that Bizman Azeh would have said different, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Rabbi Barnes Atzal said that once. I'm not sure. Okay?
It says online that he was at Yitzhak Yeshiva in Slobodka.
Yes.
And then relocated to Minsk, and then Kremensburg and Vilna, and then Kamenetz.
There it's Kamenetz. I forgot Kamenetz. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Kamenetz, yeah. Abokhono was in Baranovich. Very good. Thank you, Yehuda. Okay, we got the shtickle. Okay, we got it. Floor. What'd you say? Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz. Yes, that's his name. Okay, so let's continue. I want to finish up now with some minyanim lemaisa about Yom Noraim, and also about Kriya Shalom. I want to get that we in Chumash and Halacha, and then tomorrow we go Vaitu. Please get this. You know, it says the minig is to wear a kittel on Yom Kippur for married men. Many yeshivas, many Litvishi yeshivas, the first year that the man is married, they don't wear a kittel because they're already naki. The reason why you wear white is because why? You show you want to be naki, clean. But the first year of a marriage is naki, Chumash says. And therefore, there's no requirement for him to wear the kittel because he's already naki. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, divin yeshiva is a divin minig. Our yeshiva, that's the minig. My first year I was married, I did not wear a kittel. Okay? Hopefully I applied the din naki to myself, but that's the minig. You follow me? Now, the Sefer HaChinuch has a stunning chiddush that the first year of marriage, you're never supposed to sleep away from your wife. It's a mitzvah. Shana Rishona. It's a stunning chiddush that he has. Beautiful chiddush. And the shaila is, the other Rishonim, Minchas Chinuch asks, why did the Sefer HaChinuch quote it as a mitzvah? He doesn't quote it as a mitzvah. But I want you to know there's a very important mitzvah when you get married. And I want to point out the three approaches to it, the mitzvah, and we'll get back to nafkaminas maybe another time. But I want you to get it down. One approach to the mitzvah is in the chinuch, and that is that you should get so used to your wife that any other woman should be foreign to you. So you devote that year to her, and that you love her through your relationship, and to the degree that any other woman will be foreign to you. That's the nature of the mitzvah, okay? The second approach is from Rav Menachem Abavli, and that approach is as follows, is that you're exempt from battle the first year of your wedding. Why? Because you'll be a horrible soldier. You won't focus on what's going on in war. You'll hurt the other soldiers. You won't fulfill your responsibilities. Therefore, we exempt you from battle. So it's a tour from Melchama. You follow me? And the third approach is the Netziv, where it's a mater. You have a heter to be exempted from battle for 1 year and 1 year alone. So there are three approaches to this mitzvah, and I want to just concretize it, and then we'll move on to the mitzvah of Kriya Shalom. And that is the following. It's fascinating. Can a man go take a business trip in his first year of wedding, first year of marriage? Plug it in. If the approach is to what? To build your marriage up to the degree that any other woman will be foreign to you, then should you be able to take a business trip? Of course not. It should be usher. I understand that, but if the nature of the mitzvah is to what? Okay, if you have no choice, we'll talk about another time what the psak would be. I'm just saying. But if it's approach to build up your marriage, who cares whether it's a business trip? You still have no heter.
Take her with you.
Okay, but let's say you didn't take her with you. It would be a problem. So please get that down. However, if you say that it's an issue of mochama, yes, then it's a din of mochama. We wouldn't say as far, oh, you won't be able to focus on your business dealings, so it'll be bad for your business. That's ridiculous. So obviously, if you take that second approach, you could take a business trip. Yes? Or let's say you have partners. You won't be good for your partners because you'll be focusing on your wife. I mean, come on. It's not nice to them, but it's not halacha. And what's the third approach? Where does the third approach come up? Please get it. The third approach comes up, let's say a man was, God forbid, ill right after he got married. And he had to go to the hospital for a few months, or he was incarcerated, or he was in jail, where he wasn't able to be next to his wife, sleep in the same place as his wife. He was in the hospital, God forbid, or in jail, God forbid. Comes out of jail 3 months afterwards, got married, and then was put in jail. Does the clock start from the time he got out of the hospital or out of jail, or does the clock start from what? The time of the wedding. You know what the Netziv writes? Starts from the time of the wedding. The guy lost 3 months. He only has 9 more months. He says, I don't care. Not that he doesn't care. He cares about the person. But in Lomdus, because it's a mater. This is a mater. You really should be in battle. And there's a limitation that you're exempt from battle for the first 12 months. I don't care what happened in that span of time. If you say like the first two approaches, then when would the clock start? From the time he got out of the hospital to the time he got out of jail. Because now he has the opportunity to forge his relationship with his wife. Now he has the opportunity to what? To forge relationship with his wife so he'll be a good soldier afterwards when he goes. You understand what I'm saying? Those are three approaches I want you to get. But that's why the minig olam is naki. That the first year, many litvish yeshivas, you don't wear a kittel even the first year of your marriage. You got that? Whereas by the Seder, you wear it. It's not an issue of naki. First year of your marriage, it's of shichrur, freedom. So you wear it. Okay. Let's move on now. Before we get to Kriya Shalom, I want to point out the following day. Please get it down. You just say it over the other guys are missing. All the guys that missed, they have to listen on a computer. Is it possible, and I'm glad because it's a connection to what we said, wrote on the board, is it possible to use a shofar from a horn from a rhinoceros? I use a rhinoceros as an example of a non-kosher animal. What'd you say, Charlie? Well, we'll see. It's not really a machlokes, it's a suffix in the Ron. The Ron's not sure. Because a rhinoceros has horns, but he's not kosher. Most of the animals that have horns, taka, are kosher. A gazelle, a deer, right? I couldn't hear you. What? Have what? Yeah, but what a rhinoceros doesn't, though. Oh, okay. Okay, but he does have somewhat similar to horns. That's why I used the example of a rhinoceros. Okay, good. Very good. I guess they would call it something else, like you said. So, it's interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Chav Tesmid Beis, there's a pasuk that says, Mosar Mipicha, which means what? What is Mosar Mipicha? It's a pasuk in Chumash. I forgot what parsha it is. Does anyone remember Moser B'Picha? It says, if you want to make Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah, what must you use the cloth from? A kosher animal. Correct. Something that you could put in your own mouth. Moser B'Picha. You follow me? Now, Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah must be written on something kosher. That's called Tashmishe Kedusha. You follow me, Charlie? Tashmishe Kedusha requires what? Moser B'Picha. The question is, does Tashmishi Mitzvah, shofar is an example of Tashmishi Mitzvah, does Sitzis, does Alula, do Matzah, do they need Moser B'Picha? You follow me? Must it be made from a kosher animal? So the Rambam writes, yes, it's possible if you use a horn of a rhinoceros. Mr. Bruce says, 1 second, it's a suffix in the Ron. And if it's the only shofar you have, you can use it, but don't say a bracha. Please get this down in your notes. Please get this down in your notes. Okay? So it could very well be that shofar maybe would be okay, maybe not. That's the subject of the rhyme. What's the subject of the rhyme? Charlie, do you apply the principle of Moser B'Picha to what? Tashmishi Mitzvah or not? Now, I thought myself once a chiddush, that maybe shofar is an exception to the rule. Because shofar puts you in the inter sanctum. You know shofar puts you in the Kodesh Kodashim when you hear it? It's Kidlefnim Domi. Shem remembers the lives of everyone and the human beings. It puts you like in the Kodesh Kodashim. So maybe shofar is special. So maybe shofar is Tashvishi Mitzvah, but it's the one Tashvishi Mitzvah, it's got to be from a kosher thing. Because it puts you in the what? It's Zichron Kasi, Kidlefnim Domi. What daf in Rosh Hashanah? Chavava Ben Aleph. Moser B'Picha, did you find it?
I can't find it.
Can't find Moser B'Picha? It's on the Shabbos Chav Testament base. The Drosha there is a Chav Testament, Chav Testament base. Maybe they'll quote the Pasuk. Shabbos Chav Testament, Chav Testament base. But Lamais, you understand what I'm saying, Aryeh? Maybe Shofar is different, and it's like puts you in the Kodesh Kodashim. And therefore, what's the din? And therefore, what Shofar would be required a kosher animal? So Lamais, please get that down in your notes. If it's the only shofar you have, but you have to use it without a bracha. But the Ramah writes it's possible. But I want you to know, Jake, you got this? I want you to know the suffix, you follow me? I want you to know the suffix of the Ron, Lamaisa, that's dependent on this issue of whether a shofar would be from a non-kosher animal. Okay? You found it there?
I'm looking.
Okay. All right. I find it here. We have a psachim here. Lamais. Is this Shabbos? No, there's no Shabbos here. Okay, we got to get the Shas. Okay, this brings us now to the din. Let's get it down of Kriya Shalom. What does Kriya Shalom mean? Kriya Shalom means, remember I mentioned that you're not supposed to have nuts on Rosh Hashanah? The Vilna Gaon, the Maisa Rav points out, please get this down, that the Gaon didn't have grapes on Rosh Hashanah either as well. I just saw this, sent it over to my wife, please get it. The Kav HaChaim says only black grapes, though. Green grapes, he says, are okay. Because the Gemara has in one place that the black grapes are a Simin Ra. That's what the Kav HaChaim says at the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon meant only black grapes. But the Rav said a different shot. It's an afkemine. The Rav didn't say that chiluk, so I think he means any type of grape, green or purple. Why? Because one day in Sanhedrin, Ayinim and Beis says the Eitz Hadas was made of what? Grapes. And this is the day that what? Man was created, right? And therefore what? We have death in the world because he failed. So why would you have a grape? What are the four shitas? Esrog, grapes, chita, and ta'ina. I don't know why then you shouldn't have figs either. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, wheat is bread, so it's changed. It's like panim chadashas. But figs are not one of the Simanim Milsa, are they? I don't think so. So maybe you shouldn't have figs. We're saying a chiddush. No nuts from the Ramah. No grapes from the Vilna Gaon. Machlekes the Benish Kav HaChaim and the Rav. Is it only black grapes? You mean green grapes? And number three, Tainim. We're saying figs also. Based on this, maybe you shouldn't have figs. You got it? Okay, Lamaisa. Okay, we'll find it, Lamaisa. It's in Shabbos. And I thought it was Daf Chavtes. Maybe Chavches. Chavchesim and Av Chavchesim Beis. The Drush. Maybe it's Chavches. Moshe B'Picha. Take a look at Chavches. Okay? All right, we got this so far? Okay, let's finish up now with Kriya Shalom. You know, we mentioned that there's two types of Melchama in Halacha. Melchama's Mitzvah and Melchama's what? Rishus. What are the three subcategories of Melchama's Mitzvah? A Malek, Shiva Amimim, and a defensive battle. Yes? And a defensive battle. When we wage war against a Malek, Shiva Amimim, do we have to offer peace first? Yes or no? The Chinuch says, the Rambam says yes. Both by Melchama Shus, Melchama Smith, you must ask for Shalom. Yes. What does Shalom mean? They agree to do the Shemitz B'Noach, they agree to pay taxes, and number three, they'll be our Avadim. And they won't fight us. The Rambam says, Lamaisa, what'd you say? The Rambam says, if they refuse to agree, what do? You either throw them out of Eretz Yisrael, you fight them. They cannot stay in Eretz Yisrael. This applies to Yeshivam and Amalek. Please get it. You must offer, says the Rambam. Okay? There is a slight difference I want you to get, though, between other nations and the Shiva Amim and Amalek. The other nations, you only kill the males if you have to fight them. You don't kill the women and children. Shiva Amim and Amalek, who don't make peace, you kill everybody. Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. Both men, women, and children. Okay? And I want you to get this down. Yoshua wrote, before he came in there, so wrote them three letters. First one, he said, you want to escape? Escape. He sent back to them, you want to make peace? Make peace. And then he said, you want to make war? We'll make war. This is the sheet of who? The Rambam. Rambam is very stark about this. And the Rav Sajigon, the Smag, the Ramban, they all agree with the Rambam that Kriya Shalom applies to both Shiva Am and Amalek. I know it's startling to you, but that's the sheet. Who argues? Rashi. Rashi, HaKadosh, Rashi argues, and he says Kriya Shalom is only by Melchama Shushus. Forget about it. By Melchama Shiva Am and Amalek, you got to fight them. You don't ask them for peace. And Tyson Gittin and Vomarov says the same thing. Aye, but didn't Yoshua send them a letter? No, that was before they got to the Yarden. Once they cross the Yarden, you fight them to the finish. The Ramban is Cholek on Rashi. He says, Melchama Shivam is Mitzvah Sese. And he says, Lamaisa, very strongly against Rashi. So it's a major machloikis, guys, whether there's Kriya Shalom by what? By the Malek and Shivam. Ram says yes. Ramban agrees. Rashi says no. But there is a slight difference I want to point out. When it comes to the other Amimim, Yes? All they have to do is accept taxes and avadim. They don't have to accept Sheva Mitzvah Noach. Sheva Am and Amalek must accept Sheva Mitzvahs. If they don't, we kill them. Or we tell them to get out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but there's another added din. You found it?
I think so.
Go ahead. What do you got?
On Shabbos, on has some basic quotes.
Excellent, beautiful. Excellent. What not? But it's what's the pasuk? Where is the pasuk?
It's in this book.
What? Doesn't it say Torah Hashem b'ficha?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. So it's got to be made from something you can actually put in your mouth and eat. Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So that's on Chaf Chesem and Beis and Shabbos. Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Excellent. Thank you. And therefore, that's a Pasuk and Parshas Bo. That's the din. You know, I want to just add on to you guys, the Musar Haska from Bar Soloveitchik, guys. This guy's unbelievable. So knock you off your feet, this Kiddush. You know what the first Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah? Any Talmud Chacham that has no Deya, a Nevela Tove Menu. Any Talmud Chacham that has no Midos Tovos, you know, a dead carcass is better than him. Why? Said our Rebbe, Rabban Soloveitchik, so knock you off your feet. Can you write a Sefer Torah on a Nevela? What's a Nevela? A cow that was what? Shot dead. Did not kill through Shechita. Yes? Can you write a Sefer Torah on a Nevela, Yehuda? Yes. Because the Min is Tahora. Can you write an animal on a Trefa? You checked the cow and you found out when you checked it would have died within a year. Can you write a Sefer Torah on a Trefa? Yes. Because the species is kosher. A Nevela can have the Torah written on it. A Talmud Chacham, who's learned all these years, and hasn't impressed upon his personality, become a better guy, a Nevela is better than him. A Nevela can have the Torah written on it. And a Talmud Chacham has been learning all these years, can't be a mensch, a Nevela is better than that guy. Is that Meridik? That was the Pshat Rabaran said. Amazing, no? Amazing, then a powerful word. So that's exactly Lamaisa Moshe B'Picha. You follow me? So the shofar is Tashmish Mitzah. Do you have that or not? Okay, let's close with the following. Let's get this. There's another ancillary din, and that is when you attack an enemy, do you have to leave him a corner to get out or a side to get out? Let's say you could box him in. So there's a famous, not such a famous din. A lot of people don't know. The Rambam writes, you're not allowed to surround your enemy on all four sides, only on three. You got to leave him a place to escape. So the Rambam says, no matter what war it is, Melchemes Midian, Melchemes Shus, you got to leave him to get out. Because we find that by Melchemes Midian. So why would Melchemes Midian be any different? Chinuch says this is only by a Mechemes Yeshus, not by a Mechemes Mitzvah. Mechemes Mitzvah, he says, you can what? You can surround him all four sides. You know what the Minchas Mitzvah says? Where'd you get that from? Rambam says, even by Mechemes Mitzvah, you got to leave a side open. Chinuch says, no, you don't have to. Minchas says, where'd you get that from? And the Rabban lists it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that when you besiege a city, there are two reasons why you got to leave a side open. Number one, what? To show that Jewish people are merciful, even when we're warring with our enemies. And number two, to give them an open door, because a lot of times when they feel they're boxed in, they go nuts. And it might be harder to what? Fight with them. So just psychologically, strategic-wise, militarily-wise, it might be better to leave it open, the side. Because maybe it might be easier to fight them. So the Ramban listed in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Megillah says the Ram did not quote it, because the chelik of the mitzvah of Melchemes Rishus. So, I want to just point out the following. When the Rambam said that Amalek is equal to the other Umos when you make peace for taxes and Avadim, what's the Makor of the Rambam? So, Rav Zevin writes, the Tzal is a great Gaon from the Brisker Rav. It says in Shmuel, when Shmuel said to Shaul, Vayishlach Hashem baderech v'yomer loich v'charamta es ha-chatoim es Amalek. Mashma only what the chatoim says in the pasuk, it's mashma that Amalek only the guys what that refused the peace treaty. But it's mashma, you got to make a peace treaty offering even with Amalek. But this brings us to another nakuda. Are you allowed to accept gerim from Amalek? So the Gemara says it getting on the Zion and base that in Bnei Brak, Bnei Banav Shalham and Lamdu Torah in Bnei Brak. So must be they converted. The Medrash Tanchuma says you're not allowed to makal begerim from Amalek. So the Mekbrach says Amachlok is the Bavli and the Mechilta. Then he says no. He says Lechachili you're not allowed to accept gerim from Amalek. But if the Beis didn't know they were from Amalek, it's Kal anyway. Bidiyevit. That's how he is masbid the story of David Amalek, you know, killed the Ger ben Amaleki. How'd he kill him? Because he couldn't fathom any Beis in accepting him as a Ger. But little did he know David Amalek that Beis didn't know he was from Amalek. So the Ger was Kal.
So if we take a Ger from Amalek, they back in the chef?
Yes, unless you hold like Eldad Adani, the first Mordechai, remember? Did he say a gear was bad? I think he said. Wasn't that one of the guys on the list that was bad? Remember he had no kippah, an oval. He didn't say gear? I thought he said gear. An oval he said was bad. That I remember. Did he say gear? Oh, we came up with a gear about srara, remember? Remember we said that a gear can have no srara, so how can a gear shech? That's what we talked about gear b'shechita. That was okay. I don't think he mentioned gear. He was himself was like Eldad Adani from the 10 lost tribes. So I don't think he mentioned gear. Remember we said the Rav said it wasn't a position of a Sraro, it was just a position of an appointment. It's a little bit lower. That he said that, well, remember he said that? That a woman could have that, a gear could have that. But he remember he said a woman doesn't shech because that's Sraro. But he said, how could a gear shech? Because it's not really Sraro, it's an appointment of his leadership. And a woman shouldn't have that either, but a gear could. Remember he was Mechag at the very end? Okay. So I just want to close with the following, and that is, is that that notion, there's a little bit for Nakudas, we don't have time now for it, but this notion, and once you get this down, nowadays we have no mitzvah to destroy the Shivamim. Why not? Because Sancheriv was Mavabal all the Umos. Melech Ashur, the king of Syria, is a horrible guy, but he mixed up all the genealogies, so we don't have the Shivamim. You know the Ram writes three words, Ukvar Ibeit Zichram, we lost their memory. But the next halacha, when he talks about Amalek, he doesn't say that. So that implies that Amalek exists nowadays. Well, who are they? So Reb Chaim is quoted last footnote of Kol Dodi Dofek. You know what Kol Dodi Dofek is? The Rav wrote a beautiful essay about Tzionut. You guys should read it. In the last footnote, he quotes Reb Chaim that there's two dinim in Amalek. There's a genetic Amalek that we don't have anymore. But there's an ideological Amalek that we still have nowadays. The gematria of Saddam Hussein equals Amalek. So there's a second track of ideology. The Nazis, Yimach Shamam, were Amalek. So there's two differences between the two. So maybe there's a whole shiloh with the Kibakabal Garen from Moloch. That's on the genetic. We Paskin, we said, but yeah, but it's good. But on the ideological Moloch, for sure. If he's converting, he's leaving his ideology of Nazism. So why not? We could accept him. There's a big difference. The Rav went back and forth about the reparations. You know the reparations? We were given millions of dollars by the Nazis after the Shoah. That's how we have Mercedes and buses in Yerushalayim. Why are there Mercedes? Because they're all from the reparations. Those buses are very expensive. They're very strong buses. Because they gave us millions of dollars. So there's a shalat. You're not allowed to take booty from Amalek. So the Rav said, well, maybe that's only by the genetic Amalek. But by the ideological Amalek, it's okay. The Ram never quotes us in this to take spoils. Because nowadays, all we have is the ideological Amalek. The Rav went back and forth. In the end, we took all the money. Right? The only Yontif in the Akdamadu is safer. Says David Amalek took all the booty of people from Amalek. How? Because he didn't kill all the Amalekites on earth. The Isra of Booty is if you kill all the human beings of Amalek, and then there's an Isra of Booty. Because the Isra of Booty is you should have no memory of them. But if there's still guys walking around, there's no Isra. That's why David HaMelech only killed a small legion. That was by the genetic Amalek, though. So that's what we could suggest, the Svei Dinim. Now, our Rebbe, Dr. Grach, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, the professor, one of my Rebbeim too, the Rav's son, he claimed that that footnote is wrong. He said, Reb Chaim never said such a thing. He said, there is no Amalek nowadays. Because the Ram writes V'chein. When he said, Kfar Ibit Zichram HaShem, he says, V'chein, next halacha. So Dr. Grach said that that footnote was a mistake. Okay. It's Machlekes. Whether we hold that this is a good diuk in the Ram. Okay, guys, have a wonderful day. I'm proud of you guys. You come on time the day after Slichas, Gavaltik. Tomorrow we go Vaiter Negamara. We have a few other things we got to finish. We got a lot to do. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, too. We got a lot to do. I'm proud of you guys. And you guys did good on the quiz, too. I graded him on Friday. Okay? I'll give him back tomorrow, believe that, okay? All right. Get good night's sleep, you know? Get good.